Have you ever wanted to get your hands on part of KGNU's colossal collections of records, CDs, and books? Are you in the market for audiovisual equipment? Do you support local art? If so, join KGNU, Denver Open Media, and the Art District on Santa Fe for the Yard Bazaar, September 4th and 5th. In anticipation of our move to our new home at the Buell Media Center, the KGNU Denver Studio and other tenants of 700 Calamath Street present a socially distanced outdoor market selling much music and other media equipment, plus wares from a variety of local artists. Enjoy music sets spun from the balcony by KGNU DJs and other fun. That's the KGNU Yard Bazaar, Friday, September 4th from 5 to 9 p.m. and September 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 700 Calamath Street in Denver.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign with funding from the Next 50 Initiative. The Census guides how billions in funding gets spent, where resources go, and where they don't go. The Census affects essential services for older adults and everyone in the community, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure, and helps your community plan for the future. In Colorado, everyone counts. You can participate in the 2020 Census by responding by mail, online at my2020census.gov, or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next is the Cabaret program, where we bring you live local music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Tonight we'll be featuring an encore performance from the Denver-based Afrobeat and funk group Atomga, who joined us back in November of 2019. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. be old friends too. When we go out into the night, are you afraid of what that could do? Remember the story you tell yourself, I'm gonna be the undoing of you. Sympathy's so different than empathy could ever be. I've not walked a mile in your shoes.
Go through the roster here and let people know what this fine group of musicians and what instruments they're playing. So on guitar, my left, your right, as you're looking at the radio. Kate.
I look the best on the radio.
Hey, that's why we're all here, right? Exactly. Casey Herdlicka. Herdlicka? Right on. Perfect. And then on tenor sax, Frank Roddy. Roddy on tenor. On trumpet, Alice Hansen. Alice Hansen on trumpet. On barry saxophone, Leah Contraldi.
Cool. You got it.
I've been working on that one for 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
I coached you. We're good.
Thank you. And on vocals, Callie Soul. Callie Soul on vocals.
Hey,
on
now.
Keys is Peter Mauser. Peter, thank you. On bass, Sam Lefeche. LaFalce, excuse me, LaFalce. And then on drums, J.R. Rank. J.R. Rank on drums. Percussion, Matt Schooley. Matt Schooley on percussion. And congas, Jarrett J. Ball Fisher. J.
Yeah.
Ball.
Yeah, I'm the only one with a nickname.
Apparently. And I was told you have another engagement after this, right? You're you're doing
88.5 on the FM dial. You want to come out to bingo at Illegal Pete's on Pearl Street, happening right after this at 8:30, going till 10. Free bingo, and prizes.
Shameless plug. Yeah.
No doubt. I didn't know they were playing bingo.
Get your butts down there. Play free bingo, people.
I grew up in a bingo hall. We were. I was raised Catholic. My mother played. My father sold the cards. It's kind of interesting.
We play bingo for free prizes. And beer.
Lovely. So that last cut, these guys gave me some notes and we got some great stuff here. That last cut came off the latest EP, and the tune was called Aga, right? And somebody get up to the mic and tell some stories or anything about that. And what was the name of the last EP?
Aga was a composition written because of our original band name was Atomga Groove Alliance, and well, that we just felt sorry for the marquee people that were putting our name up on the marquee. So we shortened it to a tomga later on, but I wrote a few ideas on horns. The horns kind of took it over, and some guitar, and just reminded me of the early days. So I thought it would be a good idea to call it Aga.
Excellent, excellent. And the first tune, what's in my notes here, say Spafro?
Spafro, that is correct.
Spafro. And what's that off of?
That is off the same EP. That is an instrumental that kind of fuses together both Afrobeat styles and Latin styles. So we fuse the name Spanish Afro, Spafro.
It's got a good groove.
Good effort.
Thank you. It's also in Fragish, E Fragish. That's the fifth mode of A harmonic minor, everyone. Also known as Phrygian dominant.
Did we just lose?
A tonga, ladies and gentlemen. It's atomga.com. Check them out. These guys are great. Let's have some more music, shall we? What's the name of the next tune?
Lucidity, which came out today.
That's right. Oh, first time anybody's going to hear this, or have you played it before?
We've been testing it on the road, but this is the first official you are out, you are released into the world performance, so enjoy.
Right on.
Released on the Color Red record label.
Hey.
See them lost, wow, wow.
watch they steal. Wow, wow, wow. Help they keep. Wow, wow, wow. Still you protect your country. Still you protect your country. Coventry, Coventry, Coventry. Let's get free.
You are tuned to the Cabaret program here on listener-supported KGNU, tonight featuring an encore broadcast from the Denver-based Afrobeat and funk ensemble Atomga, who joined us in November of last year.
Still plenty time to save the race. We'd all be foreign in another planet. Some other world on a new life. Be surprised, would you die? Won't you sip a divine? what you'd find. Won't you settle divine? Wow. Remember what you say. Her due. She'll work hard, pull your weight, pull her weight, won't give up. What happened many years ago is as clear as yesterday. No matter what, I cannot wash it away. Remember, remember, remember what you say.
Yeah. KGNU Cabaret, Atanga, live here in the studio. About another 10 minutes. We do want to give a big thanks to George Figgs over there behind the board and Sean Stewart. Thanks a lot, guys, for making it sound good as always. And stay tuned at the top of the hour. We'll bring you Corriente. Danielle will be in for your host. And Corriente, 2 hours of Latin music through the hour of 10 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. And let's see. So that last tune was called Cobra Kai. And I guess you guys are telling me that's off your 2015 release called Black Belt. Right?
Yep, and that song kind of inspired the name of the album.
Ah, yeah. Okay, yeah. I get it. I get the groove, yeah. But the tune before that was Zen Apocalypse, and that's the unreleased one. So what's up with that? That's on Cold Color Red, and anybody want to tell us what Color Red is and all that fun stuff?
All right,
and what's
sure.
about this unreleased, and when's it going to be released?
All right. Cool. Hi. So I'm grabbing the mic for this one. But yeah, Color Red is a record label and entertainment platform based right here in Denver. And it kind of varies from your typical label in the sense that, you know, we're not just churning and burning music. We, you know, every release and every track has a whole suite of content accompanied with it, whether it's a Spotify playlist where you're seeing all these amazing funk, soul, and jazz releases, or video content, like that's super huge to us, you know, live streaming and just kind of giving people a bird's eye view of the process of all the songs that are created in the studio. And it was founded by Eddie Roberts of the New Master Sounds, mm-hmm. you know, a band who's been around 20 plus years in the whole funk, soul, jazz atmosphere. And yeah, and the label just puts out a new original track every week, has a handful of vinyl releases, and stay tuned for more because it's barely getting started.
That's right. And Lucidity came out on that today.
It did.
So, Atanga, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. So, run through the band here again, and then maybe you guys will round us out, maybe? We can do that? Yeah. Cool. So, on guitar, it's Casey Herdlicka on guitar. Over on tenor, Frank Roddy. On trumpet would be Alice Hansen. On the baritone sax is Lila Controldi.
Just call me Barry Womanlow. It's easier to remember.
On vocals, Callie Soul on vocals. On keyboards, Peter Mauser. On bass, I'm going to try to get this one right this time, Sam LaFalce. Right on. Cool. Drums, J.R. Rank. Percussion, Matt Schooley. On congas, Jared Fisher. Excellent.
See, all right. Bingo after this. Illegal Pete's.
Get your butt down to Illegal Pete's. Pearl 4. Let's get ready to bingo. Oh,
wow. He is a singer. Yeah, no doubt.
He's a professional.
Come hang out with the Tomga. We'll be there.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause at home for these folks coming up from Denver here and putting this thing together. They got here nice and early and got this thing put together really easy, and it's been a lot of fun and a low-stress day. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Stephen George.
Let's rock. We'll be right back.
That was Denver-based Afrobeat and funk band Atomga from a session they did here on the Cabaret program back in November of 2019. You can find out more information about them at atomga.com. That's AOTOMGA.com. We're going to wrap up the hour with some highlights from another performance they did at KGNU from 2015. You are listening to the Cabaret program. Once again, music from Atomga here on the KGNU Cabaret program, where you can hear live local music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m., of course, airing archives from our vast vaults of performances, given the current situation. Stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour.
And it is now 8 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, Nederland, and KGNU online. Please stay tuned for Corriente after these programming announcements.
Support comes from Outworld Brewing, reinventing the brew pub experience through sci-fi fantasy themes. Located in between Highway 287 and I-25 on Highway 119 in Longmont. Offering dine-in, takeout, and delivery. More information at outworldbrewing.com.
And buenas noches, good evening. This is Elena with you. I'm so glad to be here this evening and so glad to be bringing you tonight two interviews with two true giants, women giants in Afro-Latino culture. We'll be speaking in a little bit with Neri Torres, and she used to live in Boulder, and now she's in Miami. She's a co-founder and director, artistic director of the Ife Ile Afro-Cuban Dance Company and the festival with the same name. And later on, we'll be speaking with Bobby Cespedes, who is also truly a giant in the world of Afro-Cuban singing and Orisha singing as well as popular singing, has sung with all kinds of people. So we'll be having both of those in just a little bit, first Neri and then later Bobby. So in honor of them and in honor of our friend who is now with the ancestors, some Afro-Cuban music, starting with Grupo Síntesis and their recording Ancestros.
Y su polla va tan bomba y tono me.